USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. It's going to be a tough few days at the U.S.-Mexico border. So says Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on the end of Title 42. He says they're sending a lot of people down south to help with the surge of people who will be applying for asylum.
More than 1,400 DHS personnel, 1,000 processing coordinators, and an additional 1,500 Department of Defense personnel.
Title 42, the COVID-linked restrictions used to speed up deportations, ends tomorrow night. Writer E. Jean Carroll is celebrating her victory over former President Trump in civil court yesterday.
For every woman in the country, this is for you. I think this will help you all be believed.
A New York jury found Trump liable for sexually assaulting Carroll and defaming her and ordered Trump to pay Carroll $5 million. Carroll says getting her reputation back is more important than the money. A Trump campaign official says the case will be appealed. New York Congressman George Santos is scheduled to appear before a judge at this hour to enter pleas on a long list of charges.
It's a 13-count indictment, including charges of fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and false statements. He's expected to plead not guilty. Some local representatives here are hoping that he will just resign.
Correspondent Rahima Ellis in Islip, New York. Santos has said he won't resign and has declared his intention to run for re-election. Some Republican and Democratic senators are introducing a bill that would create a COVID-19 commission modeled after the 9/11 commission and look into everything about the pandemic. One sponsor says we need this study to be ready for the next health crisis. Democrats are brushing off the House Oversight Committee's look into business deals done by relatives of President Biden. Panel Chair James Comer claims the Biden family and associates made millions from foreign entities while Joe Biden was vice president. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Another warning about artificial intelligence from a computer pioneer. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak tells the BBC humans need to take responsibility for what AI generates. You've heard a lot about how many people have been saved from fatal opioid overdoses thanks to the drug known by the brand name Narcan. Now a college in California is making it more available to students with a vending machine that hands out free doses of what's generically known as naloxone. Assistant Professor Jamie Chang at Santa Clara University says the idea is to have students carry it with them.
Naloxone is a miracle drug that can reverse an opioid overdose within minutes. And so to not provide this seemed really counterintuitive to a lot of public health principles.
And the Santa Clara student agrees.
Especially like if you're going to a concert or like places that students frequent often, if you have it on you, you know, if someone needs it or even if someone you know needs it, like you're always there to, you have it. You can use it.
Other colleges and universities across the USA are taking this approach, and Santa Clara County is thinking about taking the idea to even more kids, putting the Narcan vending machines on high school campuses. Looking to strengthen the U.S. presence in the Pacific, the USA now has an embassy on the island nation of Tonga. It's the second new U.S. embassy to open in the Pacific this year, following the reopening of the mission in the Solomon Islands. Up next, a new embassy in Vanuatu. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.